had never really heard of roller derby before, aside from vague references from the 80s that mentioned it being a harsh sport where mean women break each other's bones and might perhaps lose a few teeth. After I moved to Minnesota, though, I started to notice that a lot of my friends either played on the roller derby team or were huge fans. So when Heidi Holton invited my daughter and I to a home bout, we were game. Or rather, I was game, but I had to force my 14-year-old daughter to go with me. Being a typical apathetic teen, she didn't believe that anything her lame mother wanted to do could be fun. And she's also not very interested in sports at all. We've tried to talk her into various activities, but if it doesn't involve a book or a computer, her eyes glaze over and she starts to whimper. The other day, I was starting to worry about her lack of sunlight and forced her outside. When I checked on her later, I found her up in a tree, wrapped in a blanket, and reading a book. The first thing that popped into my head was, well, at least she had to use some form of exercise to climb up into that tree. So for the first game, she sat there and absolutely refused to enjoy it. She actually looked like she was in a torture chamber. Then she asked if we could go home, that it was so boring. I kept reassuring her that this was the new team so that they were a little more cautious, but that when the main team came out, it would get more interesting. Just give it a chance, I kept telling her. When that didn't work, I gave her some money and told her to go get something from the concession stand. By the time she had consumed some horrible red slushy drink, a hot dog, a soft pretzel, and a cappuccino, she had perked up and started paying a lot more attention. Once the Iron Range maidens came out and started kicking ass, she got really excited and said, "Hey, our team is pretty good." She grabbed the program and read up on all the rules, and then she even started clapping and cheering when we scored. She actually figured out the game before I did and spent some time explaining it all to me. At halftime, I asked her if she wanted to go home, and she yelled, "No way. I have to see if we win." We also got to take part in something called Chuck-a-Duck. You could buy a rubber duck, and at the designated time, everyone throws his or her duck into the middle of the rink. The one closest to the target wins half the pot. I must have looked confused when the woman was explaining this to me because she said, "You know, just like a chuck-a-puck at a hockey game." I laughed and had to admit that I had only ever been to one hockey game, and that there most certainly hadn't been such an event at the one I had attended. She looked at me strangely, probably wondering how I had managed to get through my whole life only ever going to one hockey game. Despite our best attempts at throwing those ducks, we didn't get anywhere near the target. In fact, I'm pretty sure mine landed just a few feet away, still in the bleachers. But the Iron Range maidens did win their bout, and needless to say, my daughter was pretty excited. After the game, I asked her what she had thought, and she said, "I want to be a jammer when I'm older." I replied that I thought that was a wonderful idea. But wait, what was a jammer again? She rolled her eyes and handed me the program.